1305 GMT, 1405 local time. Here are our major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand the Samba. First, the headlines. The Upanyang in the East has rewarded its deserving school children for their outstanding academic performances during the last academic year. Regions have mobilized to celebrate peace among calls to promote positive values that groom the values of living together and harmonious coexistence in communities. And now the news in greater detail. Some 600 best pupils and students within the Dumentang subdivision in the East region have been awarded scholarships and didactic materials as a means to encourage them to work harder in their studies as well as promote education in the subdivision. This was during the fourth edition of the Back to School in Dumentang organized by the president of the movement, Les Bâtisseurs du Futur, Gilles Mekok Ndongo, with assistance from elites and other partner associations. Talent LT took part in the ceremony and put together the following report.
By handing over these didactic materials to the first five students and pupils of each school in Dumentang, Gilles Mekok Ndongo and his movement, Les Bâtisseurs du Futur, are joining their efforts to promote education.
Very satisfied to give them the scholarships, books and bags.
Over 1,000 dental care kits were also distributed to these kids by the Safe Lives Together NGO. Dr. Desiree Anise Mintop is president of Safe Lives Together and Honoré Koumé, mayor of Dumentang.
With Bâtisseurs du Futur and Safe Lives Together, one idea, one positive action to join our effort to bring out some benefit.
When we have gifts such as the one you are seeing today, we can say that we are very proud and we encourage the donator to go forward and do more in the future.
In the presence of the duo for Dumentang, Julien Billet, Ange-Michel Anguin, a member of the elite, sent scholarships worth 500,000 francs to the overall best five students of the entire subdivision. Tala LT, CRTV News, Dumentang.
Young persons in the North region have been encouraged to be promoters of peace and multiculturalism while shunning all divisive tendencies that stifle development in their locality. The clarion call was made by the president of the North Regional Youth Council during commemorative activities to mark the 43rd edition of the International Day of Peace, organized in Garoua under the theme Promoting a Culture of Peace. Julius Nemba reports.
The commemoration of the International Day of Peace at the Alliance Française in Garoua brought together young councillors in the region and other youth leaders who were schooled by some seasoned peace crusaders like Sira Avalai, a civil society activist, on the key role they have to play in promoting peaceful coexistence despite the challenges they face.
Youth represents the larger part of the nation's population, and we are the first victims of social, cultural, and structural violence. So what we do is to inculcate in youths values of peace, tolerance, and social cohesion.
The Benue Divisional Delegate of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Fankana Traore, reminded the youth of the key role they have to play in the peaceful development of the nation.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education calls on the youth and Cameroonians in general to strive in preserving this peace that is dear to the head of states and to our nation.
The president of the North Regional Youth Council, Samson Eliezer, says they are working with different community leaders to spread the message of social cohesion and peaceful coexistence. We are working with youth leaders, religious authorities, members of the National Youth Council and others, because sensitizing them means we are impacting all communities. The youths were encouraged to create peace clubs in schools and craft positive messages that will continue to cultivate and promote a durable culture of peace. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
In the same vein, peace activists in the far north region of Cameroon say we can only become peaceful society if we can weed vices like hunger, discrimination, and jealousness. They were speaking in as the Boko Haram menaced far north region observed for the International Day of Peace through numerous activities. Details with Henry Tato Ekambi in Maro.
Je lance un cri. Achète-moi pas pour ma couleur de peau, mon visage ou mon village.
Islam poetry performance calling on us to accept people from different backgrounds as human beings because it is the same blood that flows in our veins, blood that Europeans can donate to Africans and Southerners can offer to Northerners, vice versa. That was one of the items in a roundtable conference in Marua, geared at bringing to the fore different aspects that can help in peace building in the Boko Haram menace far north region and the world at large. Professor Francois Wasuni, panelist.
The world faces many problems of extremism, of fundamentalism, and others. All these are not contribute for development. It's very interesting to mobilize all these actors in order to develop a consensus of peace.
Championed by Minipat and the NGO Aldepa, in collaboration with other humanitarian organizations, other activities like educative talks, a film projection, and a peace walk marked the International Day of Peace.
Our association, All for the Well-being of Cameroon, promotes peace through all classes of people. We raise awareness in primary and secondary schools and even higher institutions on the importance of preserving the virtue. The Human Rights Commission believes we can together build peace and unity for our troubled region and for humanity as a whole.
Emphasis was also laid on an increase in peace education for a better understanding on how to get and preserve the priceless virtue.
Henry Tato Ekambi reporting. You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Food vendors and consumers of fresh pepper in Bamenda are complaining that the spice, which is an essential ingredient in their delicacies, has witnessed a drastic increase in the price, thereby causing financial burden for many locals, given the prevailing economic hardship in the region. Traders already involved in this business indicate that the increase in the price of pepper is as a result of limited supply, thereby causing vendors to increase the price. Details with Nadine Amba, student journalist on internship from Bamenda.
The Nkwen market in Bamenda, every sign points to a variety of foodstuffs on sale. Pepper appears so noticeable, but some pepper traders who buy pepper from Bali and Santa are concerned about the fluctuating price of the spice.
Today, now it is one bucket pepper is 90,000. Tomorrow, can you see pepper will be 17,000. Like now, look at this, it's 60,000.
What is food without pepper? Some food vendors lament, articulating that their customers are pepper lovers, but the increase in the prices of pepper is disturbing.
You can imagine us buying three pepper for 200 francs. It's very, very challenging. We don't know how things will turn out in the nearest future.
Due to this increase in prices, sales have fallen, and traders complain that they are losing stock.
Sometimes you get rotten, soft. Sometimes customers refuse to buy that too much, put it small. Almost all the customers don't like to complain.
Many describe pepper as much cherished spice in a delicious meal. But with increasing prices, strangling pepper lovers, are we heading towards tables without pepper? It is a disturbing prospect. For CRTV News in Bamenda, Nadine Ba, student journalist on internship.
A bit of culture in this edition of the regional news. The town of Boya in the southwest will in December 2024 be the melting pot of the rich heritage and cultural diversity of the people of the southwest region in a landmark cultural event expected to take place on the 13th and 14th of December. Details with Humbo Susie Munjo in Boya.
First of its kind, the Southwest Cultural Festival, instituted by the Southwest Chiefs Conference, SWEC, seeks to revive and pass on the intrinsic values and potentials of the people to the younger generation. A wide display of the region's handicraft, dressing, dance, gastronomy, music, among others, are foreseen. Chief Dr. Ekoka Molindo is Secretary General of SWEC.
What we used to eat before the Europeans came to Cameroon is the richness of our culture, our languages, our artifacts, our creativity. The carnival, we are going to have more than 20 different trains. Each train will depict different culture.
The president of SWEC, Chief Obenofunde Moses, underscores the essence of the festival as a unifying force that inspires aspirations for the future.
The circumstances have given us an opportunity to say we need to come together, we need to live in peace, particularly now that things have gone a little very low economically. We need to do something that will improve the well-being of our people.
On December 13 and 14, over 10,000 people, including sons and daughters from the diaspora, will converge on Boya for the landmark event to take place under the patronage of the Prime Minister. Humbo Suzi Munjoa, CRTV News, Limbe.
And Muslim dignitaries from five African countries have joined their pairs in Cameroon for special prayers at Ngaoundere Main Mosque for peace and harmony in Cameroon and Allah's protection of President Paul Biya as he pilots state's affairs. This was during the celebration of the birthday of Prophet Muhammad in the presence of the Lamido of Ngaoundere and the governor of the Adamawa region. Details with Ayub John Nashu in Ngaoundere.
This is a culmination of 2 weeks of intense meditation during which over 2,000 verses of the Holy Quran were cited by the Muslim dignitaries from 30 localities in Cameroon, joined in Ngaoundere by their brethren from Chad, Senegal, Egypt, Nigeria, and Mauritania to implore Allah. Dr. Ahmed Modibo is a Muslim scholar from Nigeria.
King Hayatu of Ngaoundere called for us. We are praying for the president of this country, Paul Biya, and give them peace and harmony.
The host of the event, His Royal Highness Muhammadu Hayatu Isa, Lamido of Ngaoundere, through his spokesperson, Amadou Labaran, described the prayer session as a commitment to uphold the values of peace, an initiative lauded by the governor of the Adamawa region, Kildadi Tagieke Buka.
We have to congratulate those who came from far and wide. They are elevated prayers for the head of state, for our country.
To the Muslim dignitaries from across Africa, the collective prayers on the occasion of Maulid, that is the Islamic celebration of Prophet Muhammad's birthday, will continue to foster unity and peace in Cameroon and Allah's protection of President Paul Biya at the helm of state. Ngaoundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
To end this edition of the regional news, here's a recap of our major stories. The Upper Nyang in the East region has rewarded its deserving school children for their outstanding academic performance during the last academic year. Regions have mobilized to celebrate peace amidst calls to promote positive attitudes that groom the values of living together and harmonious coexistence. This edition was produced by Patrice Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osamba Nyaoundé, thanking you for listening.
Thank you so much.